Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Brain Builders Podcast. This is your host, Dr. John DeWitt, and today we're going to continue to talk about the things that Dr. Bredesen has pointed out, has come across in his experiences with his new functional medicine approach to Alzheimer's and cognitive decline. And it's been a variety of things where the doctors think he's nuts. The doctors say there's no way you can test this. I personally have heard, you know, got some feedback and pushback that says, you know, there's no science behind this. Well, okay, how about the hundreds of people that have done this protocol and have actually come back from cognitive decline where they didn't know their family, and then suddenly now they do. They recognize them. They can have conversations. They can go back to work. I mean, this is insane stuff. If it's working this well, why are people, I understand it's because people are scared of new things, but this is a holistic, natural, functional way to work with the body and make it be healthy. So it's kind of a no-brainer. So we're going to talk about gluten and some other things that Dr. Bredesen has heard some arguments about, because he's very much anti-gluten. And he goes into how gluten and leaky gut and that can cause Dr. Perlmutter, that wrote Grain Brain, I'm also reading that, very fascinating information. He talks about how gluten and those large molecules can get into the bloodstream and the leaky gut issue and how to heal that. So that's really important. So in the book here, End of Alzheimer's, this was the argument, gluten is a fad. Isn't it unlikely that gluten is actually bothering me? And Dr. Bredesen says, I wish. Unfortunately, research from many scientists have overturned the now outdated concept that only patients with celiac disease need worry about gluten. Gluten can compromise the integrity of the gut barrier and potentially the blood-brain barrier, not just the gut. You can't get a leaky gut, you can get a leaky brain. That's scary. That can lead to leaky gut, systemic inflammation, and increasing risk of cognitive decline. That's a no-brainer. And it's interesting, too, because he goes into it earlier in the book. He talks about how if you have leaky gut and if you have leaky brain, like the blood-brain barrier, which means that larger molecules are allowed to get into the bloodstream where they shouldn't, that's when people that have any kind of oral infections, gingivitis, bacteria in there, it can actually get up into the nasopharyngeal area and get into your brain, and that can lead to issues later. And it also is related to the silver in mercury amalgams, the silver in the mercury. That can cause problems too. So just keep that in mind. The standard evaluation for cognitive decline does not include the very tests that determine why it is occurring, let alone tell you how to optimize treatment. So that's the problem. We're trying to figure out the cause, why people are having this, not what's the symptom and how do we get rid of that symptom. We're trying to figure out why do they have that in the first place. That's really, really, really critical. And that's kind of like we talked about last time. As a chiropractor, we're not just trying to get rid of pain. Pain is that's something that happens relatively quickly. We're trying to fix the cause of the pain, the cause of the irritable bowel, the cause of the chronic inflammation. So when you address that, then the entire organism starts to be healthier. Many people are finding that their insurers will indeed cover some or most of the tests, but few investments are more worthwhile than keeping yourself or, wait a minute, I skipped a section. So this was the question. Some of the labs you're suggesting are not reimbursed by my insurance. So the person's basically saying, if my insurance isn't going to reimburse me for these, I'm not going to have them done. This mentality just drives me crazy. The standard evaluation for cognitive decline does not include the very tests that determine why it is occurring, like I said, let alone tell you how to optimize treatment. Many people are finding that their insurers will indeed cover some or most of the tests, but few investments are more worthwhile than keeping yourself or a loved one out of a nursing home, which is itself extremely expensive. And something you have to keep in mind too, if you have cognitive decline, you've already been diagnosed with cognitive decline, you think it's going to be easier or harder to get long-term care insurance? Well, if you've listened to previous episodes, you know that Dr. Bredesen has had patients that as soon as they got diagnosed with cognitive decline, they were unable to get long-term care insurance. And please, if you are over the age of 50, get long-term care insurance, because it's not for you. It's for your family and loved ones that are going to be taking care of you, because it's going to be extremely expensive to have live-in nurses or a facility that you have to go to, a nursing home or long-term care. You need to have that insurance. That's one of the main causes of bankruptcy as we age, is because we don't have enough money to cover the long-term care insurance. That is so important, so important. So make sure you're doing that. Oh, I love this one. Well, I haven't heard about this. And why hasn't my doctor heard about this? Well, that's my job, because my job is I want to give you the ammunition, the information to be able to take in when you go to your doctor's office and hand it to him and say, okay, well, what about this? Have you heard about the Bredesen protocol? Have you heard about these success stories? Have you heard that, you know, these medications aren't really helping and it's not really what I need to do? I'd like to take a different approach. Are you aware of this? My goal is to have 500 physicians up to date by June of next year so that they are aware of it and they aren't, they're getting past the, oh, that's silly, and past the, no, wait a minute, no, that's not how we do things, and starting to come back around to the, hey, that actually makes sense. That's common sense. I like that. I understand that. Yeah, it's complicated, but we're working on simplifying it as much as possible. That's part of the reason that I'm doing the Brain Builders class starting next Friday on the 7th at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can register at bit.ly/brainbuilders. It's 100% free, and everybody gets a complimentary assessment from the Cambridge Brain Sciences Institute, and we're going to have over 42 different research papers. Most of these are like mouse studies and things like that. But we're also going to have some things that are specifically from Dr. Bredesen and case stories that really show that this is actually working. All of these things you can take in to your doctor's offices and say, hey, can you just take a look at this? I mean, you know, you're the rapport you have with your doctor, and if, you know, if they're going to get offended by it, then just maybe mail it to them or say, please look at this, or, you know, whatever you need to do. And if that doesn't work conventionally, you're just going to have to get a little blunt and say, hey, this is something I really think is interesting. I think it is working. I've read these studies, these testimonials. Please look into this. So to the question, why haven't I heard about this and why hasn't my doctor heard about this? Although my laboratory colleagues and I have published on the underlying research for RECODE since 1993, this is Dr. Bredesen talking, my first paper describing patients on RECODE appeared only in 2014, so that's 11 years later. And as he writes this book, there have been only three additional peer-reviewed publications, one on therapeutics and two on diagnostics, and any new approach is likely to be met with skepticism, obviously, like we talked about, and to be ignored by much of the medical establishment, unless and until there is a large-scale controlled clinical trial. Now, he explained earlier in the book that why that hasn't happened yet, because in 2017, well, it hadn't happened because there were too many factors, and they're only set up to be able to test one factor instead of the 45-plus factors that he has uncovered that can cause Alzheimer's and cognitive decline. But in 2017, we are starting a proof-of-concept trial to pave the way for a larger, first-of-its-kind clinical trial for the comprehensive RECODE protocol. So that's good. Regardless, while he's doing this, and handling all that part, we have to do a grassroots, get it out there, get the information out there, and get your physicians educated and aware of what's going on. All right. Does this program work for other causes of cognitive decline, such as Lewy body dementia, vascular dementia, multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's, and frontotemporal degeneration? And also, I like to throw in there concussions and chronic traumatic encephalopathy. This is an important question, but we do not have an answer. RECODE was designed to address the mechanisms that drive the process of cognitive decline that causes Alzheimer's disease, and to address as many as possible of these mechanisms. And CTE is one of those mechanisms because, as I've mentioned before, not only are there amyloid plaques in the brain of Alzheimer's patients, but also the tau proteins that you find in chronic traumatic encephalopathy. As it happens, however, many of the same problems, insulin resistance, leaky gut, biotoxins, and more that contribute to Alzheimer's disease also affect type 2 diabetes, metabolic syndrome, and cardiovascular disease. It is possible that non-Alzheimer's neurodegenerative diseases like Lewy body disease share some mechanisms. In the first few Lewy body patients who were evaluated with the test described earlier in this book, the results resemble those in type 3 or toxin-related Alzheimer's disease. Perhaps addressing the source of those toxins would help in Lewy body disease too, but that research remains to be done. So he's not saying it's, you know, he can fix everything. He's admitting, you know, there are some things that we're not sure yet. But, I mean, so many of these testimonials are so inspirational and exciting. Normal values. Oh, here's this was the question. But my lab values are normal. Okay. His response. Normal values are not necessarily good enough when you're trying to reverse cognitive decline. Lab values should be optimal, not just within normal limits. He goes into that in detail. And we're also going to talk about that as well on the very first day of class, Friday, September 7th at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We're going to go over all the labs that you want, the optimal values that you want, and give you some options on where you can actually get those and get those ordered. Another question is, but I already eat healthy food. Well, that's good. It's a great start to be eating healthy food. Let's get the rest of the program activated in a way that is personalized for your lab values and make sure your diet is indeed optimized for cognition. Because it's not just eating healthy. If you're eating healthy but you have a leaky gut, you have to solve the leaky gut issue. If you're eating healthy and you have the leaky blood-brain barrier, you have to address that. If you have insulin resistance, even though you are eating healthy, and the reason that insulin resistance is a problem, which causes what he calls type 1.5 Alzheimer's, is because when you have high blood sugar, then your insulin goes way up trying to break down that sugar. And when the insulin is high like that, the insulin eventually has to get broken down. There's a specific enzyme that goes out to break down that insulin in the system. But then that same enzyme, ironically, is also responsible for breaking down the amyloid precursor proteins that make the amyloid plaquing. So if they're busy breaking down insulin, they're not able to break down the APP or the amyloid precursor proteins. And that is an issue, and that's what leads to the amyloid plaquing building up. That's how insulin resistance can be a problem. Also, type 1 is chronic inflammation. It can cause Alzheimer's and cognitive decline. And chronic inflammation, that's pretty common in pretty much any American today that eats the standard American diet, because there's so many processed foods, so many toxins in our environment that we're not aware of. We don't drink enough water. We're very dehydrated. We're very stressed. We're in a sympathetic dominant state. It's always that fight or flight, fight or flight. And that's causing chronic inflammation. Probably 95% of our patients have chronic inflammation, and that's why their joints hurt. And they don't realize that that's going to affect them long-term with their cognition. And then type 3 are trophic factors that are things that you need to have in your system, that we're going to talk about that as well in the class. Trophic factors such as you need to have enough folate in your system. You need to have enough B12. You need to have plenty of vitamin D. You need to make sure you're hydrated, and there's a lot of different things that you need to have, and that's why the lab values are important, because it lets everybody know exactly where they are and gives you, like, a blueprint. Okay, all right, this is where I'm starting. This is where I need to be. What different dietary changes, supplementation can I do, things like that in order to optimize my levels. And so that is type 2. Type 3, if there was 1.5, 2, type 3 are toxins and molds, things like that. That's where you've got your mercury poisoning. You've got your the mycotoxins that can come from the black mold and things like that. And that also can get up through the nasopharyngeal area, the sinuses in there, and that can get up to that leaky into the brain, which is bad. So I appreciate you bearing with me and helping me through this whole experimentation, doing a Facebook Live and the podcast at the same time. Is very exciting. And I hope you enjoyed it. And I'm thinking I might do this every day around this time, just to make things interesting and get the message out there. Don't forget, print out the stuff that you can get in the class and take it into your doctor's offices. Really, really important. Have a phenomenal day.